You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm here with Fairly.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. So we're here to talk about the Resistance V2 United Nations Relief and...
Works Agency.
Ah, I keep forgetting those last two letters of their acronym. But that'll be at an event at yours on Saturday, featuring a bunch of bands of all ages as well. Would you care to tell us a little bit about who's playing and
what we can expect? Got nine bands playing. So four of them are younger bands. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons this is the Resistance V2, we put on a fundraiser for Anuar at the Crown last year, and that went really well. We raised about $4,000 for Anuar, but there were lots of young people messaging me saying, oh, is this an all-ages show? And I had to say, oh, no, but I'll make sure we get an all-ages show going. So it's a mix. We've got Eris, Seek Help, SOG, and Talking Furniture, who are all, like, young bands, up-and-coming bands in Dunedin, and also some more elderly bands. So Sewerage, Dale Kerrigan, and Vagina Dry, and Hysteria.
Yeah.
Sorry, established would have been a nicer word for that.
I actually interviewed SOG last year, and they did a live to air in here as well, and they kill it. You wouldn't be able to, like, listening to their music, you're not going to go like, oh, they're still in high school. So, I think it's going to be a great gig.
And that's true of all the bands, like Eris, yeah. Unreal Live 2. Yes, such a good band.
Yeah, that's great. It's always good. Kind of what the Dunedin music scene is. Just people, there's always people up and coming.
Absolutely. And it was real nice. All the kind of youth bands that we messaged were all super keen to be involved with something raising money for Palestine. They were like, yeah, absolutely, we want to do that.
That's fantastic.
Really great, yeah.
Yeah.
The kids are really supportive.
So, when will the event be running to? And I saw that there will be speakers and the such. Can you tell us about that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So the event starts, doors open at 4:30, and it will finish by 10:30. And it's at yours. It will start with a welcome at 4:50 from Manafenua. And then the bands are just doing nice short sets, 20 minutes each. And we'll have a couple of speakers over the day. So representatives from the Palestinian community, from Otago, Students for Justice in Palestine, and from the Dunedin Justice in Palestine group. So we're going to talk a little bit about what people can do to support, and particularly, you know, here in Osipotu, Dunedin.
Yeah, great. I saw that Israel was actually trying to pass a legislation to stop the United Nations Relief and Works Agency from operating in Palestine. Like, do you have any opinions on that?
Yeah, I think it's a deliberate part of the genocidal practice there, because Anuar is the only agency that is adequately networked on the ground to provide the support and relief that the people of Gaza need right now. So this is a deliberate attack on the Palestinian people, and it's a way of trying to stop them getting the support that they need.
Yeah.
Even though Anuar are based in the West Bank, some Palestinian territory, Israel can remove their visas and stop them working, which kind of shows just how occupation works, that control over who can operate in their area. I think that we still have to support Anuar. They are the only organisation that can do this vital work, and we shouldn't normalise something like this either. This is the first time that a UN member state has ever tried to undo the mandate of a UN organisation. So the international community has to stand opposed, and we also don't have to not forget that the Anuar support Palestinian people in Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. So we still have to give them all the support that we can.
Great. Just trying to think of another question, sorry.
That's okay.
There was such a good spiel. It left me left me blank in the head just thinking about what Israel is doing. It's not great, is it? It's terrible.
I'd just like to really encourage people to come along on Saturday, because not only is it a great way to show support for the Palestinian people, including the Palestinian people here in Otipoti, Dunedin, who always appreciate our support, raise money for UNRWA, but also see lots of amazing bands. And it's also always cool when you've got lots of bands and short sets, because you get to experience lots of great local music.
So, yeah, of course. Yeah. Can you tell me, personally, a little bit about what UNRWA do specifically, because I am out of the loop a little bit, and I don't like to admit it, but it's true, and I'm sure many of us out there are, and like this was today, finding out about this interview was the first time I'd heard about this organization, kind of almost unsurprisingly, sadly, because of the way that Israel-Palestine conflict is being portrayed in the media. But please enlighten me.
Sure. So in the most simple sense, like UNRWA provide in the immediate, in a situation like what's going on in Gaza, they're one of the organizations that provide, you know, humanitarian relief, like food and blankets and basic medical supplies. Mm. But also you'll hear a lot on the news, for example, about, you know, Israel taking over or bombing UNRWA schools or medical centres and so on. So they actually run all of those kind of important parts of civil society in situations where, you know, that needs to be put in place because it's been, you know, attacked or damaged by the occupation. So that's why it's so important to support this organisation, because they're not just providing a small aspect of relief. They can provide those broader things like education, healthcare and so on. Including to Palestinian refugees, for example, in Jordan. So not just within the occupied territories in Gaza, but across all of the Palestinians who've been displaced in that area as well over the years of occupation.
Yeah, so they're very important in the short run, but also in the long run for keeping the society operating.
Absolutely. The years. They've also been historically attacked a lot because they support the right of return. So they support the Palestinian people who have been displaced, ethnically cleansed from their land, often violently, have the right to return to their homeland. So for that, they're often, you know, specifically attacked by the Israeli government.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the interview, Fairly. I urge everyone out there to go to this gig, and if you can't make it, you know, just head to UNRWA.org and click the red donate button in the top right corner. Either way, you'll be doing a lot for people who need it. Cheers.
Awesome. Thank you, Elliot.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.